Hello and welcome to this very special edition of Well Spoken, our podcast dedicated to all those in the offshore floating production industry. And today you find us in the Ness Walk Hotel in Inverness having breakfast. Presently we're a team of six. We got Stuart Beadnell, Rod Jacob, Mary Dodwell, Hayley Broom, me, Max Slomansky, and our special guest, James McGregor, who is one of the main contributors to the new book, which we're launching today, Offshore Floating Production, Legal and Commercial Risk Management. Good morning, James.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Very welcome. You're very welcome. So, as we're having our lovely breakfast, I've still got a bit of toast and marmalade to finish. We're thinking today about our journey across Scotland, all the way from Inverness over to...
We are going from the shallow water North Sea to the deep water west coast of Scotland to Kishorn, which is a kind of Scottish fjord where the Sevan Voyager, or Voyager FPSO, is berthed, and we will be on board that FPSO today.
Well, there you go. I can't think of a better place to launch a book about FPSOs than an FPSO.
Indeed. I think this is a fairly unique one. It's circular, one of the very first circular FPSOs deployed in the world. I think the second in the North Sea, and it served in two different fields in the North Sea, Shelley Field and Huntingdon Field. So it went through a deployment and an upgrade midlife and then finally finished its work in the North Sea and was taken to the Kishorn port, I guess, to stand by in prospect of a further redeployment.
Well, thanks so much. We'll be heading off soon as we complete our breakfast. And I don't know what's happened. Talk to you later. So in a slightly odd twist in today's journey, just listen to that. What's that, Rob?
It's not ideal, Max. Not ideal.
What are we listening to?
So we're on the side of the A9. Our front right wheel has popped, deflated, and we're not going anywhere for a bit, Max.
I have to admit, I've been driving since 1995, and never in my life have I been driving anywhere when suddenly all the lights lit up like a Christmas tree. There was a popping sound and suddenly the whole car veers to the right. It was all a little bit alarming, really. So what do you think? Are we going to make it to the FPSO today?
So recovery vehicle's coming out. I think we've got a shot still. We're going to be a bit late, but we will make it. A small blip in the road, that's all.
What do you think, Hayley?
It's FPSO day. Of course we're going to make it.
Let's see. So we're at Loch Kishon. We made it. To my right, the enormous yellow crane is not doing very much. And to my left is the lock itself. Various little houses sitting there, not doing very much. But in front of us is the FPSO, the Voyager. We've made it. It's pretty bleak. It's pretty cold. But we're very much looking forward to going on. So let's see how it goes. So we're now on the FPSO. That's right, we're here on board the FPSO Voyager. Super excited. Will, what you got for me?
Let's go.
Okay, so we are now in the fire room. So we're going to hear from the OIM what happens in the event of a fire.
Yeah, in the case of an emergency, when a GPA, a general platform alarm, is sounded, everybody musters in their designated areas. Here we have the fire room. So the guys that are designated to fire team, they come down here, don their fire equipment, and they would... I'm up in the control room. I'd be in charge of the situation. So everybody goes to their designated muster points and then they would call in to me saying they're ready to be deployed. Obviously then the situation would be assessed by myself and if required, they would be deployed to whatever we're fighting against.
And what would you need to set off a GPA?
GPA is, there's simple manual alarm call points which you can push now and it would cause an emergency. Again, there's a firing gas system which detects gas out there, flames out there. It's an automatic system. As I say, we take man out of the equation automatically because we've got an inventory of gas, inventory of oil out there. If we're in an emergency situation, the control system automatically shuts it down and the inventory is blown down. The gas goes up the flare and depressurized to ensure that we're in the safest possible condition. Also, you'll see as you get your tour, there's actually a blast wall right across the middle of the installation.
Okay, so where exactly is the blast wall?
So the blast wall is in the centre of the vessel. Basically, it runs from the port to the starboard side. There is a sectional blast wall running between the forward and aft side of the vessels, which separates the process separation module and the gas module. Obviously, high pressure and low pressure, you don't want them mixing.
Right now, are we on the wrong side or the right side of the blast wall?
We're on the safe side of the blast wall.
Excellent.
So, James, as we find ourselves here in the depths of the accommodation block on board the Voyager, tell us about the Savan design and why it's interesting.
Okay, the Savan design of FPSO came about in the early 2000s when Savan from Norway decided that there was an alternative to weather vaning or turret moored FPSOs for harsh environments. In milder environments like West Africa, people had been spread mooring FPSOs with multiple chains, and regardless of the direction the weather came from, the FPSO would stay in position. And that was acceptable because the weather wasn't too rough. But in the North Sea, up to that time, everybody thought the weather's so severe, the FPSO has to be allowed to pivot so that it points into the big waves and deals with the weather that way, and it reduces the mooring loads. But the guys behind Savan thought that they, and that weather vaning required an expensive turret mooring system with swivels to transfer the fluids from the seabed, earth fixed, up through a swivel onto the rotating FPSO. Complex and expensive. They thought they could do away with that. And I guess there was a bit of scepticism to begin with, but the Savan people designed a circular FPSO so that regardless of whatever direction the weather was coming at, the environmental forces were the same. That wasn't the case with a conventional ship-shaped FPSO, where if it was heading into the weather, the mooring loads were small, but if the weather came from the side, mooring loads were huge. So they made it circular, and that made the mooring environmental forces the same regardless of the weather direction. However, the diameter of this one, I think, is about 70 metres, and bigger ones, of course, are approaching 100 metres diameter, so the environmental forces are still significant. So you do have to invest a little bit more in heavy chains. I think you saw some of these chains when we came on board, but you still save what could be, for the bigger FPSOs, $500 million or even $1 billion for some of these big mooring systems. So you avoid all that cost and complexity.
And we've now left the accommodation deck and we're now on the process deck. And we're now going to learn all about the oil coming in and what happens next.
So this is the riser bay. There's 10 slots here, so this is where the fluid comes up. We've got, when it was in Huntington, we had 7 of the slots in use. So you've got production riser, gas export, gas lift riser, water injection, an umbilical, so that's all your subsea electrical supplies, instruments, hydraulics, and then we had seawater lift pumps in here. So main export EV, so this is our safety valves to isolate us from the wells. There's obviously subsea control valves and an SSIV, which are subsea isolation valve on the seabed as well. But this is our main protection from the actual risers themselves if we're in a shutdown situation.
So talk us through the flaring system.
So flaring system on board here, we normally flare like as little as possible, but we always have a lit flare. And the flare system is there really to protect you. If you have a shutdown situation and you've got all the high pressure gas and you want to get rid of it, so all the gas will go to the knockout drum and then it'll be diverted up the flare and flared off. So it's mainly a protection system. If you get an overpressurization, your safety valves, they'll lift, they'll be routed up to the flare.
Thank you. So we've just officially launched the book on the helideck of the Voyager. So super exciting. Well, that pretty much concludes this edition of Well Spoken. It was, to be fair, quite the adventure. Planes, punctures, podcasts, safety briefings, blast walls, and of course, most importantly, actually getting to launch our new book on the helideck of an FPSO. It really was a most fantastic experience. Thank you so much to all of our friends at Altera Infrastructure for making that happen. And thank you, as always, for listening to this, our specialist podcast on all things offshore energy, Well Spoken.